The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Caroline Flack's older brother, Paul Flack, has died at the age of 55. His death comes 6 years after that of Caroline's in 2020. Just to say in advance, some people may find this report upsetting. For more on this, we're joined by Vincent McAvinney, a London-based journalist. Vincent, what do we know about the circumstances around Paul Flack's death?
Well, Paul Flack was found unresponsive at his home in Norwich on the 21st of June before dying later at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. That is according to the Eastern Daily Press news organisation, which Caroline and Paul's mother actually previously worked for. He was an artist and graphic designer, and he leaves behind his partner and two children.
Okay, just remind us for people who may not be aware of his sister Caroline Flack. She, of course, died 6 years ago.
Yeah, Caroline Flack was a very famous actress and TV presenter. She most famously presented the show Love Island. She presented X Factor. She was a very successful contestant on Strictly Come Dancing as well. And she was someone who had a high profile career, but also had a difficult time with the press and press intrusion. She had quite public relationships with the likes of, a short relationship with Prince Harry, with Harry Styles as well, and others, and was very picked apart in the press, so much so that one relationship that she was in, which ended in a fight back in sort of 2019, ended up on the front of The Sun, and the CPS looked into accusations of abuse by her. They decided that there was no case. The Met, for some reason still unexplained, reversed that, and sadly Caroline Flack couldn't handle that pressure, and she took her life sadly shortly before the pandemic in 2020.
And just finally, Vincent, this is then another tragedy to visit the Flack family.
Yeah, it's a huge tragedy for the Flack family. Paul Flack had taken part in a documentary with his mother back in 2021 about the experience that Caroline Flack had had at the hands of the press and being in the public spotlight, particularly in the age of social media. He only posted one photograph on Instagram after her death. It was a picture of a childhood photo of them. And he said in the caption, "This will be my last post here. May those who know feel shame. For those who know feel shame for eternity. Love you, Caroline." And he stepped away from social media after that. And that's something the family have repeatedly called for people to be kinder on social media. But this is a very sad day for the Flack family once again.
Vincent McAvinney, a London-based journalist, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. If you've been affected by anything in this interview, you can contact Samaritan's Helpline on 116 123.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.